headline that said the Guptas had been hit hard by a ruling in a New York court. Hammer blow is the headline on Kyle Cowan's piece on News 24. And he joins me now, investigative journalist there who keeps track on matters Gupta. Kyle, a very good evening. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Hammer blow for the Guptas. Okay, give us the background. What is this case? What has been ruled and how hammering is the blow?
So your listeners will remember that quite some time ago, investigative journalism unit Amar Bongani told us about these payments from the Istina Dairy Project in the Free State that went to these Dubai companies that the Guptas owned, these letterbox shelf companies, and how that money made its way via back into the country to pay for that infamous 2013 wedding at Sun City. And that was all based on information they gleaned from the Gupta leaks. So what's happened is the Industrial Development Corporation, which loaned the Guptas about 250 million rand in 2010 to buy Shiva Uranium, decided in 2017 that due to this report specifically about the Astina money and some other corruption allegations that had started coming out at that time from the Gupta leaks, that it wanted to cancel its loan and it wanted the Gupta family to pay back the 280 million it still owed on that loan. So it started litigation in the North Gauteng High Court. And obviously, as you know, the lead counsel for the IDC, Mr. Advocate Nazir Kassim, puts it, the Guptas have been very reluctant to hand over documents that incriminate them. So they went to New York and they filed an application for an order that would allow them to subpoena 17 international banks for financial records proving how this money was laundered out of the Free State and back into South Africa.
And what did they find? Have they got the documents or have they just got the ruling?
So far, they've only got the ruling, and my understanding is that the subpoenas have been sent out to the banks. From the court documents, it's quite evident that, you know, the IDC's lawyers in New York are still negotiating with some of the banks with non-disclosure agreements, etc. But this is very, very significant, and the Guptas have realized how significant it is because they've immediately sought to intervene. They want an undertaking from the IDC that these records will not be used in any other proceedings other than the civil claim the IDC has against them, and that they will be protected, essentially, that these records won't find their way onto Twitter or Facebook.
Or into other court proceedings. But that surely is not beyond in the Gupta family control. If the New York court has ruled that the IDC must be given these documents, what do the Guptas have to do with that?
So because they are a directly involved party, you know, they do have some say over whether these records, you know, can be used or not and sort of what the scope of these records should entail. A very famous case relating to bank records that's currently on the go, also in the same New York court, is the financial and tax records of President Donald Trump. And President Trump has won some of these battles and you know, in keeping his records secret. Essentially, what's going to happen is the IDC will look through these records, and if they find what they're looking for, they will file it as part of their court proceedings here in South Africa, and then we will have an eye on it at least. We'll be able to see what some of these records show. But very crucially, once the IDC has done a proper job analyzing these records, you know, prosecutors can go to them and say to them, listen, what did you find? Is it worth us as prosecutors going to New York and, you know, getting the same papers? And that's what it boils down to.
Kyle, it does seem to be a constant theme almost all around the world that provided you can get an American court on your side in disclosure of financial documents, everyone pretty much sits up and pays attention. It's the sharp end of the stick almost for everybody.
Now, that's very true. And, you know, similar to the UK authorities, the Serious Fraud Office in the UK and, you know, the regulatory bodies in the States, they have very severe penalties for money laundering, etc. One of the banks that the Gupta family ostensibly used is Mashreq Bank. And a couple of years ago, they were fined $40 million for transactions relating to terrorism. You know, the Americans don't play around with these sort of things. Once they see that a bank has been complicit, the banks get nailed very, very heavily. Maybe not as – the system maybe doesn't work as autonomous – as an autonomous machine, as much as we would hope that, you know, these transactions are flagged and picked up, it sort of requires an input from outside to say, listen, chaps, you better go and have a look here. Here's something very wrong happening over here. And that's when the banks will essentially act for fear of these severe regulatory fines.
And if the banks get blacklisted or blackmarked or against the law in the United States, then they're quite happy to almost sacrifice the likes of the Guptas because that's relatively small fry to their whole ability to transact in America.
Well, speculatively, yes. I mean, you know, banks do always try and offer this very high level of confidentiality, and we'll treat every client the same. But the big problem that these banks do have is that when you deal with dollars, when you're dealing in dollar amount, the most commonly used currency in the world, then you have to sort of, you know, you have to have a good relationship with the regulators in the States. You have to be in good standing, as it were. You can't, as a big bank such as HSBC or BNP Paribas, you can't have this massive fight with these regulators while you are trying to service multinational corporations who use you, and you make millions of dollars off their transaction fees every day, every month. So, yes, the Guptas, in terms of the global money machine, very small fry, but for us here, extremely significant.
Carl, thank you very much. Interesting story, an important one. No doubt you will stay on it when we do get, as you say, eyes on anything the IDC unearths regarding Gupta transactions.